a minimum standard that God requires of man is that man be able to open his heart to him. If man gives his true heart to God and speaks what's truly in his heart, then God is willing to work in him. What God desires is not the twisted heart of man, but a pure and honest heart. If man does not speak from his heart to God, then God won't move his heart or work in him. Therefore, the crux of prayer is to speak to God from your heart, telling him your shortcomings or rebellious disposition, laying yourself completely open before him. Only then will God be interested in your prayers, or else he'll hide his face from you. The lowest standard for prayer is that you must be able to keep your heart quiet before God, and that your heart must not depart from God. Your heart must not depart from God. It may be that during this period you don't gain a newer or higher insight, but you must then use prayer to maintain the status quo. You must not regress. This is the very least that you must achieve. Honest person, pray to God to rid you of the deceit in your heart. Purify yourself through prayer at all times and be moved by God's Spirit through prayer. In this way, your disposition will gradually change. Your disposition will gradually change. The true spiritual life is a life of prayer. It's a life of being moved by the Holy Spirit. The process of being moved by the Holy Spirit is the process of man's disposition being changed. A life where one is not moved by the Holy Spirit is not a spiritual life. It's a life of religious ritual. Only those who are often moved by the Holy Spirit and are often enlightened and illuminated by the Holy Spirit have entered into spiritual life. position constantly changes as he prays. The more God's Spirit moves him, the more proactive and submissive he becomes. So too will his heart gradually be purified and his disposition gradually change. Such is the effect of true prayer.